Previously on Algoa FM.
The Duffelbed Warriors takes on WBS Western Province in a thrilling T20 clash at 5 p.m. tomorrow at St. George's Park Cricket Stadium. Joining me now to extend a special invitation for you to fill up St. George's Park, our Warriors captain, Proteas all-rounders Sanurin Mutasami, as well as Tristan Stubbs, both back from representing the country. Welcome, gents. Great to have you with us in studio.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Casey. Looking forward to it.
Sanurin, let me start with you. Brilliant performance in the first test against Pakistan in Lahore. You've basically joined an elite list of South African spin bowlers. Afford me the opportunity to boast just a bit on your behalf. You became just the fourth South African spinner to claim 10 wickets or more in a match, and 11 to be exact. You must surely be still on cloud 9 after this feat.
Yeah, thanks, Casey. I'm just really humbled by the experience and just grateful for the opportunity. I think anytime you get to play for your country, it's huge. Just grateful to have been able to take the chance. It went well. Unfortunately, we lost that first game, so
yeah,
it dampened it a little bit for me. But yeah, it was just great. Great experience. Great to be able to bowl. And whenever we go to the subcontinent, it's always a real challenge because it's foreign to us, naturally. It's a great challenge and one that we always look forward to.
Brilliant stuff. Tristan, one of your biggest fans, messaged me in studio and said, "Casey, can you please ask Tristan to, if I can, give him the name Turbo, if it's not too much to ask." I said, "Well, we'll put it out there and hear what he thinks of the whole Turbo nickname."
I'm more than happy. I don't know how you'll get it in, but you can. I'm happy with that.
Tristan, you and the rest of the Proteas had an entire country's weight upon your shoulders to bring the 2025 ICC Test Championship trophy back home. The second ICC title the country has won to date. Rhetorical question. This must have been one of the biggest morale boosters for the team in general. And what was the consensus all round after securing this international title for the country?
It was awesome. I think, like you said, it's been going on a while. We had a trophy parade around the country. It was awesome to see the people that turned out.
Yeah.
But on the cricket side alone, I think we could see it feed off into the second test now against Pakistan. The team just somehow found a way. When things look like they're going poorly, then things just happen. So that core group of players, it's really cool to be a part of at the moment. Mm-hmm. Where you're just somehow finding a way.
Well, you're back home on domestic duty, let me put it that way. A series of games lined up, T20 action, first of which happening tomorrow, 5 p.m, against WBS Western Province. How is preparation coming along?
Yeah, it's been really good. The guys had an evening session last night from 6 till 8 to gear up under lights, and it's all systems go. I think the boys have started really well. I think the first game was rained out against the Dragons, and last weekend they had an awesome win against the Titans in Centurion. I thought that was an awesome performance. Follow the game and really proud of the guys and the way they've started. So
yeah,
lots of young, incredible talent as always coming through the Eastern Cape. And I think, the leadership have really put together an awesome squad, and it's fantastic. It's been an awesome start to the season, the 4 days into the T20s. And yeah, it's just about continuing the momentum.
I'm just loving the fact that we have so much cricket happening in our neck of the woods. I know it's going to be an absolute jewel tomorrow at St. George's Park. The St. George's Brass Band will add a bit of flair as well. What can the crowd, the Nelson Mandela Bay and surroundings expect tomorrow in terms of giveaways, etc.?
You can expect an exciting game, but if you take a one-handed catch, I think you get 10,000 rand.
Yeah.
If you're over 18, if you're under 18, it's 2,000 rand. There's cold beer, there's cold refreshments.
You mentioned earlier, I don't know if I must mention the price. No.
And what else? Nothing better to do on a Friday night than watch some cricket and be with friends.
And I mean, for 20 rand, it's going to, it's worth it all round. And of course, we're looking forward to an epic, clash against Western Province as well. I think the boys will be quite capable of pulling off a win for the crowd at St. George's Park. What time does gates open, and where can listeners get tickets?
Yeah, gates open from, the game starts at 5, gates will open from around 4, tickets are really readily available at the stadium and the ticket office. We look forward to a packed out stadium, and it's all systems go. The guys are looking forward to playing in front of the home faithful. We know how well supported any team, any cricket team that plays in PE is, and yeah, we look forward to seeing everyone at the ground.
Parting thought, Tristan?
Full St. George's is the best crowd in the world.
Oh, yeah, we can't wait for that. Great having you gents with us in the studio this afternoon. And all of the best with the T20 action tomorrow happening at St. George's Park Cricket Stadium. Gates obviously opening earlier before 5 p.m., normally 2 hours prior. Tickets available at the ticket office at St. George's Park Cricket Stadium. Only 20 Rand. And, of course, there's a 10,000 Rand one-handed catch prize up for grabs. That's this Friday, Dufferbet St. George's Park Cricket Stadium. Be part of the T20 action.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.